Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner and Ted Mooney with update number 42 for the week of September 10th, 2007. We begin this week with the calendar of events through the end of September. On September 11th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will hold a planning meeting at the Plantation House Restaurant in Donelson, Tennessee. On September 12th through the 14th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will be taking place in Toledo, Ohio. My interview with Dr. Richard Krupa, the coordinator of the event, is available on the calendar page. On September 14th through the 16th, the 2007 Surface Technology Association's fall outing, including Reno Air Races, will be taking place at John Esquaga's Nugget Casino Resort in Sparks, Nevada. On September 18th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will hold a meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Larry Ryan of Adotech will be speaking about systems for optimizing process chemistry. On September 18th through the 20th, Finex 07 will be taking place at the Indiana Convention Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. Sponsored by the finishing industry's leading trade associations, Finex 07 will provide a wide range of technical conference sessions alongside an expo floor covering everything from liquid coatings, powder coatings, electrocoatings, plating, porcelain enamel, pretreatment, and curing. Please visit the calendar page to listen to my interview with the organizer of the event, Ann Goyer of Goyer Management. On September 19th, the Metal Finishers Association of Southern California will be sponsoring the Department of Toxic Substance Control's Model Shop Program dealing with compliance assistance and pollution prevention at Grace E. Simons Lodge in Los Angeles, California, followed by annual refresher training of on-site wastewater treatment, tiered permitting, and dinner at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On September 21st and 22nd, AESF Regional Conference, hosted by the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF, will be taking place at Doubletree Inn in Seattle, Washington. On September 23rd through the 25th, Southern Metal Finishing Conference will be taking place at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. The 2007 event will focus on training for the practical applications of powder coating, plating, and waste treatment processes. Ted's interview with Paul Fisher, the organizer of the event, is available on the calendar page. And on September 24th and 25th, Powder Coating Academy, sponsored by Metal Finishing Magazine, in conjunction with Southern Metal Finishing, will be taking place in Charleston, South Carolina. Instructed by Tiger Drylack, this two-day course will teach how powder coatings will help you thrive in the ever-changing finishing market. My interview with Greg Valero, publisher of Metal Finishing Magazine, is available on the calendar page. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage.
Thanks, Kate. And just in, two more NASF meetings are scheduled for this week. The Orange County Metropolitan Branch of NASF will have their September branch meeting on Tuesday, September 11th at Jagger House in Anaheim, starting at 5:30 p.m. for the Attitude Adjustment Hour. The topic will be advancements in analytical instrumentation and techniques for the metal finishing industry. The speakers will be Gordon Baddish and Paul Dinn of Varian Incorporated. Please call Bill Ormsby at 714-815-1042 for reservations. And the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will hold their September meeting on Thursday, September 13th at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with social hours starting at 6 o'clock. The topic will be metal recovery from rinse waters. The speaker will be Al Hayes of Chemtech Systems Incorporated. Please call the restaurant at 616-949-5750 for reservations with the Electroplaters Group. Now back to Kate.
With us today is Robin Kroll, president of Liquid Print in Tyler, Texas. Liquid Print is a distributor of water transfer imaging equipment, supplies, and training, offering basic to completely automated systems. Thanks for joining us, Robin.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, we keep hearing this term, water transfer imaging, but don't really understand what it is, how you do it, or what things you use it for. But I see it mentioned, for example, in relation to wood grain patterns on metal. Can you just give us a quick intro to what we are talking about?
Sure. Water transfer imaging is a custom coating process that's used in lots and lots of industries. It can decorate any kind of hard surface part, such as metal, plastic, wood, and make it look like a number of different finishes, such as wood grains, carbon fibers, camos, brushed aluminums, you name it. Any kind of digitizable image can be created into a pattern. The applications are pretty much endless. It's used in lots and lots of industries to decorate products. It's used in automotive, marine, aviation, cosmetic containers. It's used on mannequins and on urns. The applications just go on and on. It's a process done by taking a piece of water-soluble film that has an ink pattern printed on it, and the film is laid on water, and we spray a chemical on the film, makes the film just start to dissolve. The part is dipped into the water, and it picks up the pattern. It's kind of like coloring Easter eggs.
Okay. And do you have a lot of patterns to choose from? What type of patterns do you have?
Well, any kind of digitizable image can be created into a pattern, but we've got about 1,000 patterns available to us that we can bring in from Asia. We stock about 70 currently, and we're bringing new ones on all the time. And there's a lot of wood grains, there's a lot of marbles, there's a lot of carbon fibers, brushed aluminums, like I said. And then there's a lot of weird, just off-the-wall stuff that people have had developed over the years for particular industries and purposes.
Okay, so now that we're beginning to understand what water transfer imaging is about, please tell us about Liquid Print, the products, services, and education that you offer.
Well, Liquid Print was started a couple of years ago because our sister company, Phoenix Imaging, was bringing the products in from Asia and thought it would be great if there was a stateside company that was importing this stuff and distributing this stuff. We got contacted by the largest manufacturer of the raw materials and of the equipment in Asia. They wanted us to be their North American supplier, and so Liquid Print was born. We've been doing this for about 2 years, and we distribute all over the United States to set people up, everything from small individual shops all the way up to large corporations. We've got manual equipment where the parts are dipped in the water by hand. We've got those tanks in several different sizes. We also have semi-automatic and fully automatic equipment for companies that need to be able to do large production runs of thousands of parts. We offer the training as well because we want our customers to hit the ground running when they get their equipment. We offer a full training course, which includes everything they need to know from start to finish, including prep, paint, dip, and clear. We also offer just the dipping course for people that already know how to do all those other things. In addition, we offer the patterns, the films, and we offer the base paints used in this process and other peripheral equipment such as custom-designed paint booths used for this process. We try to be a one-stop shop so that our customers always have a secure vendor to go to for everything involved in the process.
Okay, great. And how can people reach you if they are interested in water transfer imaging?
Well, of course, they can find us on finishing.com, but we also have a website, which is www.liquidprintlp.com, and our phone number is 903-939-3369.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Robin, for telling us about this exciting new technology. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on September 4th, LineTech, one of the nation's largest applicators of high-performance coatings, has an immediate opening for regional sales manager servicing Wisconsin and the surrounding area. Based out of Wausau, Wisconsin, this individual will be responsible for expanding an existing customer base for metal finishing services in both paint and anodized capabilities. Qualified candidates should have prior outside sales experience. For more information on this position, as well as all of the available positions, please click on the Help Wanted button on our homepage. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Phoenix Defense and Aerospace Coatings Consulting as a new advertiser in the Consultants Directory. Located in Huntsville, Alabama, Phoenix Defense and Aerospace Coatings Consulting Services include defense and aerospace coatings, anodizing, plating, painting, including CARC quality systems, manuals, and NADCAP assistance. For more information on this company, please visit the consultants directory on our homepage. And as always, we'd like to thank all of our supporting advertisers who make Finishing.com and this podcast possible.
And thanks again, Kate. Listeners, please take advantage of this media to more widely publicize your event. Mail an audio clip about it to Mooney@Finishing.com or phone us at 732-477-1447 and we'll do a telephone interview with you. Please join us next week when Teresa Sedmak of Everbright will tell us everything we need to know about clear coating. Until then, for Kate and myself, thanks for listening.